Katie, this is Dave Ross at Cairo. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Tell me, what were you facing when you decided to go in?
So I had a chondral defect in my right knee. So the cartilage that covers the end of your femur, your thigh bone, I had a hole about a centimeter in diameter that was all the way through the cartilage. So it was exposing the like bone directly, and it was very, very, very painful.
And how long had you had that? Do you exercise a lot, or I mean, what was behind it?
Yeah, I was an athlete all through high school, and I was also a collegiate rower. Dr. Wagner and my physical therapist think that it probably started quite a while ago because I had some pretty significant knee problems after I finished my rowing career in college. But I continued to be really active playing soccer as well as refereeing soccer at a pretty high level. And I was actually refereeing a men's college game. And, you know, as I walked off the field at halftime during the game, my knee was just killing me. And after the match, it was worse. And then I tried to referee again a couple days later, and it was just like I must have just tweaked it a little bit. And from that trigger point on, it was so painful that I literally could barely walk to do my job. If I did anything beyond my job, it was too painful for me to even perform my basic work duties.
Wow. So this just happened all of a sudden. And I've been talking to people who point out that, I was getting older and that's the reason my joints started getting more painful. But it doesn't sound like that's your problem.
No. I was, let's see, I'm 33 right now. And kind of onset of the acute pain that really led me down the path to do the stem cell transplant in my knee started when I was 30 or 31.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, knee problems. And like I said, Dr. Wagner believes that probably this was a slow process that happened maybe over 10 years, but I just hit that critical mass point and something tweaked and it just started hurting. It probably grew to the point where it was all of a sudden big enough to really cause me some pretty debilitating pain.
So what were your options at that point? Did you consider a knee replacement?
That wasn't really an option that was presented to me. There was a couple of other options that were presented to me. There's a surgery called a microfracture surgery, where they basically go into your knee and they cut it open and they drill little teeny tiny holes inside of the area where the hole in the cartilage is, and they let scar tissue build and fill the hole in. So basically instead of cartilage being there, you have scar tissue. But scar tissue doesn't operate the same way that cartilage does. It doesn't have the same cushion and give factors. It's just you put a hard thing in your knee. But they've only been doing that surgery for about 10 years, so they don't have any long-term results as far as how well it works. And I was told that based on the people who had done it over the last 10 years, that it was unlikely that I would be able to regain the activity level that I had prior to the injury. So it was unlikely I was going to be able to referee and to run at the level that I was at, if at all. So it was really a pretty crummy option. That was the option that was presented to me as the best choice at the time. And in that time frame, I switched jobs and was able to go back to seeing Dr. Wagner because I hadn't been able to see him due to the lovely world of insurance for a couple of years. So I went back to him and he really evaluated my knee and he said, don't do the surgery. Wait, give me a couple of months. Come, we're going to do some, he recommended me doing some injections in my knee that are similar to cortisone shots, but it's a completely different medication that they inject that helps to keep cartilage from breaking down further and helps with some of the pain issues. And it was helpful for a couple of months that I needed it to be helpful, at which point he was able to tell me that he had been working really hard to and had been learning how to do the stem cell transplant procedure and that he was finishing just getting all of his ducks in a row to be able to start doing this procedure for patients. He said, this is the procedure I think you should do. So I had to wait for about 6 months. for him to get all of the, you know, nuts and bolts details, the University of Washington to approve it and everything like that so that he could start performing it. But once he got the green light, I got him the books, and I think I was probably maybe the fifth patient that he did.
Wow. Did that raise any concerns being a pioneer like that?
You know, I'm a registered nurse, and my mom had a stem cell transplant for a completely different reason, and completely the entire procedure of it was different. But I have a lot of faith in the efficacy of stem cells, and I think that using adult human stem cells for a multitude of health problems is the cutting edge and forefront of medicine. I think that this is the direction that medicine is going, and that stem cells could be a huge answer to a lot of other medical problems and illnesses. So I was really excited to be a part of this because I did some research in some journal articles and stuff on my end. And they've been doing this procedure in other places around the country for a little bit, and they've been using stem cells in other countries for a couple of different things. So I was really excited. And knowing that they were my own cells and my own tissue, you don't have to worry about any sort of rejection issues or your body not taking the cells. So I was really not concerned. I was really excited.
So you got the procedure, and then just describe how things progressed after that.
So the procedure was just a couple of hours. It was all same day outpatient. My sister drove me in, and they performed the procedure. I was awake for the whole thing. And I actually literally walked, not very fast, but I actually physically walked out of the office building procedure that where he performed the transplant, and my sister drove me home. I was pretty sore and real stiff in my knee just because they inject a lot of fluid into that knee and there's only so much space in the joint capsule. But I only took a couple of days off work. I was back at work within 2 days. And like I said, I work as a nurse, so I work 12-hour shifts on my feet. And I was able to, you know, I wasn't walking at the max full speed that I normally would, but I was able to perform all of my duties at work without any real problems. And then within, you know, the first like 2 weeks, after I followed up with Dr. Wagner initially, I started doing physical therapy. And they really focused on low intensity, high rep physical therapy, starting out with pretty light exercises just to really work on getting your range of motion and like kind of lubricating those stem cells so that they get good nutrition to you know, develop and become cartilage cells in your knee. So it took about 3 to 4 months before I really started to notice a difference and an improvement in my pain symptoms. But from that 3 to 4 month period or time frame, from there on, it was really an exponential recovery. And Dr. Wagner had told me he believed that I would be at about 90% of my recovery within a year, and I surpassed that. I think about 9 months into physical therapy I had gone in for a follow-up appointment. Dr. Wagner said, I don't need to see you anymore. You're healed. You know, your symptoms are gone. You're doing great. You're doing all these agility exercises. Like, you are cleared to run. And if you need to see me for any reason, like, give me a call, but I don't think I need to see you anymore. So,
wow. Have you had an MRI?
Recovery. I haven't had an MRI like post procedure to see, how filled in the hole is for the cartilage, but it's one of those, you know, is it beneficial for me to get an MRI so that they can see, where it's at, like versus, do I need to be exposed to the magnets and stuff if I'm not having any symptoms? So I haven't had an MRI post-procedure to actually, like, I think if I were to do it, it would be strictly for, you know, Dr. Wagner's, like, research purposes. I don't know if at some point he would want me to do that, but the efficacy as far as recommending an MRI, if I'm symptom-free, I think would be, you know, that would be the question.
Right. So no symptoms, and you don't have to take any ongoing anti-rejection drugs or painkillers or anything like that?
I take no medications whatsoever for my knee. The only time I ever take anything is, you know, just some, like, over-the-counter, like, ibuprofen. But usually it's not because my knee hurts. It's because I'm sore from exercising.
That's pretty amazing.
I take no medications for it.
So were you expecting, it sounds like you're very pleased with the outcome. Were you expecting it to go that well?
You know, I was hopeful that it would go this well. And Dr. Wagner was really, really believed that I would be able to have a full recovery. I am so thrilled with the results. Not only am I completely symptom free, but I was able to resume 100% of the activities that I was doing prior to me having a problem. And I'm actually, you know, have got some pretty cool things that I'm going to try and check off my bucket list because of the fact that I know that my knee is not going to be a debilitating or problem or concern for me.
Like what?
So, I'm thrilled. I'm actually planning to go, and summit Mount Kilimanjaro this summer, which I don't think I ever would have been brave enough to do if I had ongoing knee problems.
I would think not.
Yeah.
So. That's a pretty remarkable. And this is and how long was it that you hobbled off the soccer field, unable to referee anymore?
About 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, so from hobbling off the soccer field 2.5 years ago, you're going to summit Mount Kilimanjaro, huh?
That's the hope.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add?
The one thing that I would add is that I've been so happy with the results of this procedure that any person that I come into contact with and have a conversation with who is telling me that they have this arthritis problem or this joint problem and they have like cartilage issues, I just overwhelmingly recommend and encourage them to give Dr. Wagner a call, go make an appointment and see him and see if you're a candidate for this procedure, because the results that I've had have changed my life. And at 30, you know, 33 years old right now, I still have my whole life ahead of me to be active and to not have to worry about this knee problem keeping me from doing what I want to do. And regardless of if you're 25, 55, or 75, call Dr. Wagner, go see him and see if you're a candidate for this, because it has changed my life.
Thank you, Katie. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. If you need anything else from me, feel free to give me a call anytime. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I will call you back.
Okay, very good. Good luck. Take care.
Okay. Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.